Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Market analysis time now. In this segment, we'll look back at yesterday's markets. In the next segment, we'll look ahead to the 11 a.m. report from USDA. Duane Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, what's going on with these markets?
Well, our export demand to me right now is great. I have no problem with it. I mean, maybe a bit of a slow start for soybeans, new crop, but we're selling more old crop, which is kind of interesting this time of year. So demand-wise, I don't think we have an issue. I think market doesn't react in a bullish tone because the funds are enjoying selling the corn and wheat market right now, and now they're flipping and selling beans as well, mostly because of the weather. And the extended forecast this morning, as you know, Mick, is a little bit cooler, a little damp for most of the Midwest. We just don't have that weather story this year. So it's kind of crazy to me, but for the corn market, we're probably going to go 2 years without a weather story in the U.S. Right now, the trade is trading a national corn yield of like a 184 to 186. I'm still at a 179, and it's all of us just guessing anyway, but you know, there's a lot of holes, especially kind of up in the Dakotas here. I don't like the corn stand. I think we lost some to drowned out spots and things like that. And remember, South Dakota planted a record amount of corn this year. So even though we're not an I state, I think we'll matter this year. And sadly, might pull the average down a little bit. But the market just is not trading Duane Bussey's numbers, are they? They're trading the larger yield. And maybe we got to push these corn below $4 here before we can find a low.
NDSU Grain Marketing Specialist, Frayn Olson.
Yeah, so a couple of things. I mean, we've had, especially in corn, we've had, you know, quite a push downwards in prices. And what I always try and use, people ask me, so how low is the prices going to go? And I always tell people the first indicator I look at is what about export sales? And when we start picking up some export sales and we see those numbers start coming in, to me, that's usually an indicator that, again, the international market is saying, hey, this is a good buy opportunity, good proposition. Let's come in and pick something up. And so typically when we start to see that, those international sales, that's kind of a turning point for us, and hopefully we'll be able to rebuild and recover some of the price that we've lost here in the last couple of weeks. So right now, I mean, obviously, so let's take a step back. What are the conditions that kind of put this downward pressure on both corn and beans over the last couple of weeks? And you mentioned one of them before. You know, the weather has been, not only here in North Dakota, has been pretty darn good, but across the whole nation. You look at the major corn belt, the corn producing states, you know, growing conditions have been almost ideal. We know the corn acres are up a bit. The other thing on top of that is the Brazilian corn crop, the safrinha crop, which is that second crop, or what they call the winter crop. That's the larger of the two. About 75% of the bushels produced, the corn bushels produced in Brazil, is in this second crop. And that too is looking very strong, very, very good right now. So from a global standpoint, it looks like we're going to have plenty of corn around. As long as the corn crop in the U.S. makes it and we don't get any surprises in the weather side, I think there's going to be a lot of bushels around. And so again, whether you're a domestic buyer or an international buyer, you're saying, you know, I can sit back and be patient, because there's nothing to get excited about. There's going to be good corn activity. And that, again, has put that downward pressure on. We were in a similar situation about this time last year. You know, everything was looking really, really good. Looks like we're going to have a fantastic crop. And then as we get into this July and early August time period, then all of a sudden things turned a little bit. And we took the top end off of both the corn yield and the soybean yield. It wasn't a bad year by any shape, but at least we started taking those really, really high expectations for yield out of the marketplace, and we were able to bring prices back up again.
Frayn, not saying it's going to happen, but that's what happened last year. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's break for a weather forecast.